We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I think he's just noticed that Chris Tim's wearing an Apple Watch. He's had it in here for a while.
I didn't notice. Yeah. I just saw he just stretched, and I noticed it, and I like it. Looks great.
Oh, thank you, Biggie.
I hate it. I will never...
No, you won't join us.
No, I will not. Both of you wear Apple Watches for the same reason. Fall risks.
Fall risks.
Well, I think we both had people come to us and say, it's time.
It's time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't purchase it. My wife purchased it for me.
Got it for you.
Health reasons. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to know where you're at.
That's all part of the plan.
Yep.
It all rolls into one big ball.
I know. You never seemed like an Apple Watch person to me. She bought it for you to make sure that when something goes horribly wrong, we can get someone.
Do you enjoy it, Chris Dim?
I don't know how. I mean, I'm not sure that I get much out of it. I sometimes will wear it if I'm going on a walk.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, if I suppose it might save my life if I'm in a wreck, which I look forward to.
Let me tell you what's happening now. I can speak to this from the pickleball perspective.
I don't think anyone was wanting that.
We have a player who has an elevated heart rate right now. And
I can speak on that.
Okay. From a health perspective.
We've got this whole thing covered.
This is a health report. Yeah. This is morphed into a health report. Yes. And so he didn't play for a while. He's like, I'm worried. My heart's races sometimes. The doctor doesn't know why. You know, all this kind of stuff. He's a great guy. I miss having him out there as much. So he played the other day and someone said, what's your heart rate? Because he was looking at it on his Apple Watch and it was like 150 something.
Oh my God.
I know. And so he says, this was my friend, the Diesel. He's like, well, what's yours? And Diesel's like, mine's at 85. And, you know, we were running, you know, we were playing. And he's like, mine's 152. And, you know, and he's like, well, you better sit down. You know, it was like, it was that kind of thing.
Did he look different? Did he look ashen or gray?
No. And he says it just happens every often.
They don't have him on medicine. I mean, I'm on medicine that helps control mine.
Not yet. They can't figure out what's causing it. He's in really good shape. I mean, he when you look at him, you're like, he's very fit.
In other words, they looked at me and they're like, oh, yeah.
Only 156?
Yeah, no one's ever looked at me and been like, we can't figure this out. They're always like, here it is, Tubby.
Yeah, we know it. We got it.
Is it my weight?
It is. Now, I love what you just said a moment ago. Biggie is kind of interested in a new theme park at Universal Studios. And Biggie said, I'm going to get to that park one day, even if I have to use a scooter to get around. He will not let his lack of mobility interfere with his enjoyment of theme parks.
And now, I love that. Someone call it shame, you know, because you don't ever want to be the person, but I also don't want to miss anything. I'm hoping that, you know, my knees will hopefully get better.
Right.
And then maybe as I lose weight, that will help as well. But I also don't want to miss out on anything.
Well, this is a hard question to ask, but this is a health report.
That's right.
You have tickets to see Oasis at the Rose Bowl later this year, Biggie.
That ain't going to happen.
He says no.
No, there's the door no
shut?
Way.
The door has shut on the Oasis.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's still cracked open. One, just money. Because I do have additional medical bills now.
Right.
And I think Chris Kelly would be proud of me for this instead of just saying, screw it. I'm trying to prioritize what gets paid and what I spend money on.
I like that. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul.
Bingo.
Don't have fun, you know, in the summer. Yeah. Save up for winter, you know. That's what I'm
Well, yeah, I mean, and I just got to pay things so they don't come and take my property.
Exactly.
But
you can't just be spending on frivolous things.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the door is still cracked, but more than likely it's going to get all the way closed.
All right. So that, but maybe a year or 2 years from now, you're at Universal Studios.
You know, I've started the shots in my knees again that do help.
Just zooming around. Maybe, all around there.
My biggest thing is I just want to get more mobile so I can keep losing. I feel like I'd be losing more weight because the shots are working.
Good.
I have lost weight. But I feel like not being as mobile as I want to be, it hurts the weight loss.
Have you looked into Rascals?
No, not yet. I mean, I'm still... I would go just rent one if I went to like the theme park. But I mean, I can get around every day with just walking.
Do you ever use them at the grocery store?
No.
The little cards.
There's no stigma.
No.
No, I don't think so either. But amazes me is, you know, I go on Senior Citizen Day now, and people seem to not have too much difficulty operating them. They don't appear to be a lot of instructions.
Yeah.
On the old people grocery cart or the mobility carts, I should say. But they seem to maneuver them around pretty well and without too much difficulty. I mean, occasionally you'll see somebody kind of stuck in a corner. But it doesn't happen too much.
They're not their own. They're there. No, the
store provides like a half dozen. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Yeah, like you, I'm sure I could go, if I went to a theme park, I'm sure I could rent one probably right there at the theme park.
You'll need the deluxe model.
Yeah.
Do they let you cut into line if you have one of those?
Remember, they stopped that. They used to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Now they just made the area wider so you can slide through with everybody else.
Got a little something repeating.
Yeah, something's coming up.
That's all right. It's okay.
Sorry, let me check my watch. Show you.
That's my heart.
Even the thought of going to Florida.
But my goal.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My goal, of course, is for me to keep losing weight. And, you know, I really want my knees to start feeling better. I think that would really help kick things into gear. Because right now, just being fully honest, I feel very trapped in my body.
Right.
Like, I have things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just simple tasks. Like, I just want to walk without my knees killing me.
Maybe you can do a little walking and a little scooting if you get to Universal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, somewhere. I wouldn't just be exclusively.
I will never forget trying to get a LeFou's brew down at Disney. And the woman in front of me had a scooter. And she was trying to buy about 5 LeFou's brews for her family. And she was like, reverse, forward, reverse. And the whole time, just like, I know this is the happiest place on earth, but it's 100 degrees. And I'm trying to get a LeFou's brew and can't get one to save my life. And it's like, come on, sweetheart. You know, we got a movie. I was trying to get the muscly guy to come over and push her out of the way.
Oh, Gaston?
Gaston. I was trying to like motion
toot,
Gaston.
Toot, lady.
Yeah, to get her out of the way, you know.
Now, but, it's like I said, I would probably try to do half and half. If I did that, but you know, I'd really like to think I could still, you know, my goal is to get more obviously mobile.
Yes, of course.
Before having to do that,
I both the Kelly Ripa show and the Today Show did I think a week of shows from that new park. So
in Universal,
yeah, the Epic,
they loved it.
What's the draw? What's different there?
Well, it's all new, just different lands. Once again, they have a new Harry Potter land, which everyone, but they also have like Super Nintendo. They have like a what they call like a dark land where it's like Frankenstein and the monsters. And it looks, I've watched tons of videos now. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I've heard mixed things though. Like I guess initially they opened and it was like 5-hour waits on every ride. But then here lately I've seen people posting videos. They're like, I walked right in, walked right on 15 minutes.
It's only been open, what, a couple of months, weeks?
It's a little surprising, isn't it? Seems like it'll take longer.
Now,
for
of course,
line
as the summer starts too, but there's so many parks there now. There's like 4 Universal parks.
Yeah. So it's similar to Disney. And the price is the same. I mean, it's really expensive, obviously.
Yeah, I would look, because I started even just looking at vacation packages, which are insane. But it looks like the best thing to do would be like stay on the property at this point.
Oh, yeah, probably better.
Yeah, because by the time you pay parking and everything else.
Do you know, I just read, they do this every year, apparently, the survey of the top, the most popular and the best amusement park in America. And for the 3rd year in a row, the amusement park that has won. Do you know what it is?
Is it that Cedar something?
Oh, Cedar Point?
Dollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Not Disney.
3 years in a row, Dollywood has won. It's the best one I've ever been to. I mean, that's going to hurt Disney Ryan to hear it. But Dollywood is a better park, especially for the money. It's the best park I've ever been to.
I'd be scared on a scooter around there. It is in the mountains.
You could roll off the edge.
I think I'd start up a hill and it'd be like.
You're right. You're right. Now that, okay, I can't speak to that. That's probably true. I'm sure there are. And it
come
is
on up the hill, big guy.
It's mountainous. It's mountainous.
And then, of course, like the brakes fail and I'm just flying.
You're right. But for the price, they've got the best rides and they've got like great food. And it's, you know, everywhere you go, there's cloggers. It is just really enjoyable. It is a really enjoyable
strike one
day at the park. Dolly Parton music is all over the place.
Ooh, strike two.
It is but just
9-2-5.
That is a great park, and it costs you a fourth of what Disney.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's like nothing to compared to Disney.
Do they have hotels on the property?
Yes. Now we didn't stay there. We stayed in Gatlinburg. But they do have hotels on the property, and we're already gearing up for the next trip. When my son goes off to Tennessee, we're hoping to spend a weekend where we go to a football game and then go to Dollywood the next day. We were talking about that yesterday, and you can stay right there on the property if you want to. You know, they got Dolly World, and it's a big Dolly hotel and everything.
There's always a chance you can see Dolly, right?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
She may walk through.
I think I saw somebody post, because of course she'll film these like Christmas specials.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, they film them so far out though, like, you know, they'll turn Dollywood into Christmas land in July.
Exactly.
And film Dolly around
and
it.
And then she's there. That's right.
I know I'm going to get yelled at online, emails, phone calls, what have you, for even suggesting this, but no, as Jim Morrison once said, no one here gets out alive.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's time on this earth is limited.
Of course.
Even Dolly Parton herself cannot live forever.
Right.
If the unthinkable happens and Dolly passes,
yeah.
Do you think they will put her under glass the way they have Chairman Mao and Lenin
in
Red Square?
You know, that's what I would park. Do. That's exactly what I would do.
Everybody files past.
Yes.
You know, and just, you know, touches the glass casket.
I mean, people come by eating funnel cakes just staring at her.
That's how I'd do it. I'd put her right
She's
there.
She's so lifelike.
I mean, to me, that's the way to go. 50 rides and attractions. It gets 2 million visitors annually and has been voted the most beautiful park as well. Second place, Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, for most beautiful park.
Oh, it is spectacular.
It is.
I growing up an hour away,
mm-hmm.
We didn't realize how great we had it. They had Busch Gardens had a thing, like after 5 or after 6, they dropped the price.
Yes.
We would go Friday, yeah. Saturday nights for nice. $10 a ticket. It was fantastic.
Susan, talk to us about Dollywood. Go ahead.
Yes. Last year, I went to Dollywood on the way out to Midwest because of your recommendation.
Yeah.
And I must say that it is the most rundown, dirty park I think, ever been to on the national level. The bathrooms were just torn all up. There was jagged, rusty pieces sticking out for people to cut themselves.
That's the charm.
That's how she grew
that's
up.
That's how Dolly grew up.
And Lord, they serve it a pound of bacon at a time. People are blowing those bathrooms up. All that fudge and bacon. And
oh, and they have, there's one signature thing there. It's like what is it called? Do you know what I'm talking about? That cinnamon bread. They have cinnamon bread. Oh, man.
Just a can of Fatback.
Susan, I have to blame you. I
who let her call through?
I'm sorry you didn't have a good experience. Did you like the coasters?
They were okay. I will say the parking is closer. You're not walking 12 miles. There definitely were a lot less people there. This was in August of last year. It was, you know, nice and cool. So there are a couple of okay things, but the shows were, you know, only, I don't know, so-so. And it wasn't the experience that I was hoping for with your recommendations.
That's the second that's time. It's the second time she's
Write that down.
Let's back that up.
Back that up now. I'm
sorry you're not cultured, Susan.
And we're sure she didn't end up at a county fair.
It's possible.
Yeah,
you could easily confuse those two.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. I'm sorry, Susan. Don't call again. No, thank you. Thank you for calling,
I'm
Susan.
Here for the Hatfield and McCoy dinner show.